So, you know, we wanted to bring the forefront of the First Amendment into the airport, and we wanted to present a written and a spoken format of that amendment just to kind of reinforce and reintroduce that to the American public in case they have not been acquainted with it in a little bit of time. So, you know, we got a core team together, we put out a Facebook message addressing it, and we just gained such unbelievable traction and feedback from the public that we were just able to organize and get a great crowd of people out there to support and, you know, stand by the Constitution in such little time.
Can you estimate how many people came out to protest at DIA on Saturday?
You know, we've seen a lot of different reports from the media, between 400 to a little more than that. So several hundred.
What reaction did you get?
From the people that showed up, everyone said that was probably the most American they had ever felt. I think from what we saw from a lot of people is that it seems like Americans believe that coming to America is coming home, and that one thing that has made America great is that America has been and will be a home to all people.
And what reaction did you get from travelers at DIA and also from airport authorities?
You know, we actually didn't pull a permit, so we did it all just that day. So initially the airport was a little nervous, and their police force was also a little nervous. You could tell they didn't have the staffing necessary to kind of, for them, think it was a safe kind of situation. It was 100% nonviolent. We had no arrests, so that was beautiful. As far from the airport, travelers and stuff, we did have travelers passing through Denver actually witness our protest. They stopped their travel and joined in with us, you know, to just iterate how they felt as Americans, stand by their fellow Americans, and just show that support. We had a beautiful moment where the Muslims that were present did need to pray. So we had a whole bunch of other protesters that surrounded them in a ring of support. And when they finished their prayer, not only did all the protesters and or demonstrators there support them by applauding, but we had managerial staff in the airport applauding. We had service staff in the airport applauding, as well as travelers just passing through. So it was a really powerful moment of connection and, you know, unity for the American people.
And what is your personal connection to this? Do you have family members or friends or people in the community in Denver who are directly impacted by this executive order?
You know, I think everyone more or less will have someone that's impacted by this order. My father and his family personally, they came over here as refugees from the Afghan-USSR conflict back in the 80s. And, you know, so I myself am not directly affected like that. One of the other organizers, her father's wife, has a green card from Syria, but she's in Canada right now. So we don't know if she's going to be able to come back. And she is pregnant right now with her little brother. So, I mean, little sister, excuse me. So I think everyone has some sort of contact with it. I myself have not been blocked from in the country, nor my family, but I also do think that because I'm not directly affected, it doesn't make the problem any less, because as Americans, we need to be there for each other and support each other, and it's unity and the oneness of our country that's been so great and so amazing this far.